Well, we've just come out from a meeting of 8 or 9 ministers who all signed a declaration to safeguard the human rights of lesbian, gay, transgender, and intersex community. And this is historic. They all said it was historic. It's never happened at the UN before. Civil society has been struggling with these issues, and finally it's reached the UN. Following the study that was done before the Human Rights Council, then this is a development that I hope to encourage and see other countries also join in.
Could you please tell us what is the situation still in the world? You said that there are advantages, but there's still some challenges. What are those challenges?
Well, some countries clearly have adopted laws to protect the human rights of everyone, to end discrimination and hate propaganda. But others are going backwards, I should say, coming up with regressive laws. Some prosecute people just for loving persons of the same sex. In some countries, there's a death penalty for this. And individuals who commit violence and harassment against gays and lesbians are not prosecuted. So the situation, I would say, is really bad. And it's high time we made this very, very strong call for the universal respect of the human rights of all persons. The Universal Declaration doesn't say human rights for all except for gay, lesbian, transgender people.
What would you say to governments that are still opposing this kind of movement to protect the rights of these people?
What I'm saying is, let me bring the Free and Equal campaign, which is a campaign to educate people on the human rights of people, and also in the process make known how much they suffer at the hands of governments, at the hands of highly prejudiced people. So my message is support the education campaign at least. And I know that many more countries are open to that. This is the first time the United Nations has started a worldwide campaign to educate people. And I hope that we will eliminate prejudices, end discrimination, and secure the rights of LGBT people.